I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Peter and Will Anderson are identical twins from the jazz world of New York City, where they've performed on sax and clarinet as headlining performers in venues ranging from jazz at Lincoln Center to the Blue Notes and many other places. They're graduates of Juilliard as well, who have four albums out as band leaders and many credits as collaborators as well. Their trio includes Alex Wintz on guitar, and they'll perform tonight, October 30th, at the Wildish Theater in Springfield at 7:30. At the moment, the full trio is here with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, let's drop straight into music, shall we? What's the first thing you feel like playing here today?
We're going to play a tune that was made famous by many jazz musicians, including the great Artie Shaw. This is composed by Richard Rodgers, and it's entitled My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you.
Peter and Will Anderson Trio live in the KLCC studios, including Will Anderson on the alto sax there, Peter Anderson on the clarinet, and Alex Wintz on the guitar. You can find that version of My Heart Stood Still on their studio CD called Reed Reflections. You can find them on the stage of the Wildest Theater in Springfield tonight, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Well, when it comes to approaching something as iconic as Richard Rodgers and Artie Shaw, I think there's this balance between honoring tradition and wanting to extend it a little bit and putting yourself into it. So how do you approach that as players and arrangers? Who wants to tackle that?
Yeah, Peter. Sure. Yeah, this is Peter. Well, we love to just have fun with this music. I mean, the American Songbook is so vast, with composers like Cole Porter, Richard Rodgers, Irving Berlin. And the music is so great. We do want to honor what the composer had written, but as you can notice from our performance, we open it up for improvisation, which is kind of the cornerstone of jazz music and allows for so much personal interpretation.
And improvisation is a lot about communication, from my perspective. And you, as identical twins, probably have different communication than most of us do. Does that affect your music and arrangement and performance that way?
Definitely. I mean, we've been playing together since we are 8 years old. Even when we're not playing together, we're practicing. You know, when we grew up, just one wall was separating us. So we hear what each other are working on. And, definitely whenever we perform, we don't know what we're going to play in our solos. So I might hear Peter do something and it'll influence what my solo involves. So, it's kind of spur of the moment. That's why we love jazz so much.
And Alex, you are the non-twin in the band. So
I'm the honorary triplet.
The honorary triplet. Yeah. How is it for you to be the third person, the third twin?
The third twin? How does that feel? It's cool. It's we've been playing together now for about 2.5 years. And we've done a lot of tours like this, where we're driving across the U.S., different regions of the country. And, although they're both twins, they each have their own, separate personalities.
Absolutely.
So, I've definitely come to know each person as, their own individual, not, just a twin.
Stylistically, where are the two of you similar and different in terms of your approach to playing? I mean, there are individual differences, like Alex says, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, part of that's hard to put into words.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of friends who cannot tell us apart by our voices on the telephone. They can't tell us apart in person when they meet us, but they can tell our playing apart.
Interesting.
Part of it is hard to describe, but my brother, Peter, grew up playing mostly tenor saxophone, and I grew up playing mostly alto saxophone. So a lot of the people I was listening to, Charlie Parker, Johnny Hodges, some of these icons of the alto, and my brother was listening to, John Coltrane, Joe Henderson, Hank Mobley, and listening to a lot of, similar style players, but very different in their own way. So, in New York City, there's so much to check out, and my brother will be, listening to a show, and I won't be there, so he'll be influenced by that. It's very nuanced, so the untrained ear might not be able to hear the obvious difference.
Yeah. The Peter and Will Anderson Trio live here in the KLCC studios and live tonight at the Wildest Theater in Springfield, all the way from New York. The show starts at 7:30. What's the next tune you feel inspired to share with us here today?
We're going to play a tune entitled When Your Lover Has Gone. This is a tune by Enar Swan, and it was made famous by the great Louis Armstrong. Thank you.
The Peter and Will Anderson Trio bringing the spirit of Louis Armstrong live into the KLCC studios. They'll bring their spirit to the stage of the Wilders Theater tonight in Springfield as well, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Well, the context of jazz has certainly, the societal context, I meant to say, has changed a lot since the time of Louis Armstrong, certainly. And jazz sales are down in a lot of ways, but that's not necessarily a reflection of the musical quality of what's going on, particularly in New York, which is still the jazz center of the world, as far as I can figure out. What do you see as the state of the jazz world? Is it healthy? Is it growing? Talk about that for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, sure. You know, Eric, this is the number one question we get when we perform and we open up the questions for the audience. Everyone always asks this question. I think it's because a lot of people really love the music and they're worried about what's going to happen to it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I personally think, this music, as all forms of music, are always in a state of change. You know, in many ways, back in the 30s and the 40s, jazz was, booming. It was in a great state, but in many ways, I think it's better now. I mean, jazz today, it's entering the schools, so you can study music. There are big places like Jazz at Lincoln Center that are opening in New York. Jazz is starting to be performed at performing arts centers. I think, although we're not in the 40s and 50s where there's a jazz club on every corner and this and that, I think jazz has gained a lot of respect. Now it's up there with classical music, and people can make a living at this and
perform all over the world. So I personally think it's in no worse a place, you know, yeah, than it was.
We've had that conversation with a lot of people over the years, including such luminaries as Branford Marsalis and Jack DeJohnette here, who have echoed that same sentiment. And people in the classical world also have echoed that too, that declining sales does not mean declining quality and that it's just as healthy as ever. So that's always a reassuring notion to keep hearing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we meet so many great artists in New York City, you know, legendary artists, you know, who are in their 80s and 90s, so they can really speak to this kind of better than we can. You know, there's one story that's funny. There's this amazing artist whose name isn't really in the mainstream. His name is Teddy Charles. He played with so many different great bands. He played with Charles Mingus, Miles Davis, the list goes on. He went to Juilliard for classical percussion, and he went there at the same time that Miles Davis went there. They were both studying classical music there, and he went into the practice room and hid with Miles Davis to practice jazz music. and you know what happened when the teachers found out? They kicked them out of the school. So that's a time when in academia jazz was really frowned upon. And now, you know, now Juilliard has a jazz program. That's where the three of us met. Mm-hmm. There's so many great things going on. So like my brother said, it's really changing and it's growing in a lot of ways. On this tour we're doing for a couple weeks on the West Coast, we're playing at several high schools and colleges who really welcome music. Also, you know, you see a lot of quote unquote classical musicians who are also, you know, crossing over and playing jazz music. So I think it's being embraced by a lot more people than it was before.
The Peter and Will Anderson Trio live in the KLCC studios live tonight at the Wildish Theater in Springfield. You have one more for us, speaking of healthy music?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to play a tune that's been played by almost, you know, all the figures in jazz history, and it's known as one of the tunes that jazz musicians like to compete on. This is Ray Noble's Cherokee.
Thank you. the Peter and Will Anderson trio, including Will Anderson on the alto sax, Peter Anderson on the clarinet, Alex Wintz on the guitar. Another song you can find on their Reed Reflections CD from last year, Ray Noble's Cherokee. They will be live tonight at the Wilders Theater in Springfield, with the show beginning at 7:30 p.m. For more information, wilderstheater.com, and for more information on the music, peterandwillanderson.com. Well, what a pleasure to have you in the studios, gentlemen. We really appreciate having you in here today.
Thank you, Eric.